What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hi, this is Mark Whitten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guestbook, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening.
Tonight I arrive before anyone else. Even the hotel hasn't shown up yet. I experience what is. The void isn't nothingness. I've experienced nothing before, and often. This is the cosmic clamber that exists between. It was. Now it's a lobby. Middle class. Clean. But smells like it. Couches provided, but not comfortable. Not even an elevator this time. A short stone staircase outside if the guest's room is on the second floor. The lobby boy is whimpering in the corner. I don't know this one. He's already afraid of me, so he's not a fool. I snap my fingers at him. I only need to do it once. And he scurries right over. Bad posture. Slack features. He is the lobby boy. The builder and the herald. I don't know where they get the staff from, but I've never met a lobby boy who ever held more than one thought at a time in their head. I don't know how they managed to build the rooms for our guests. I wonder if they themselves even know. I ask him why he's here.
You snapped your fingers, sir. I assumed you needed me.
No. He knows nothing except what's in front of him, and what his instincts drive him toward. Maybe the lobby boys are all part of the hotel. Management differs widely, but a lobby boy is a lobby boy. The manager comes out from her door behind the front desk. She meets my eyes, and for a moment that lasts forever, I can feel the weight of this place, whatever it is, crushing her down. A different weight crushes me. I break eye contact before she does. She thinks she's just as much a prisoner as the guests are. She thinks I'm free. We all have our duty to the hotel. The guests is to die. Ours is to manifest. The lobby boy is asking me something, mumbling through his words. I tell him to tend to the guest. He looks confused. We're alone in the lobby, the three of us. Then the guest walks in. I can tell from the look on the lobby boy's face, he thinks I summoned her. As if I had power over anything here. I jerk my head in her direction and make a mental note. The reports I send upstairs are always the same for lobby boys, but I still have to prepare them. The guest checks in with the manager. She likes to talk too much, luring each guest into a soft comfort, their last comfort. The lobby boy stands nearby, shuffling his feet and staring at the floor. I feel a sting of contempt, usually reserved for the weak wailing guests moments before they die. That last moment, just after they realize this is truly the end and they can't weasel out of it. He takes the guest's bags and follows her outside and up the stairs. I wait for them in the hall by her room. I feel that pull inside me, calling me back. I don't have much more time for this audit. I need to conduct my interview before I send my report. He looks mortified when he leaves the guest in her room to find me waiting. I ask him what kind of room he's built for her. He mutters something about the walls. The pull is getting stronger. I tell him to speak up and speak quickly. He tells me the walls inside the room talk. Once the guest falls asleep, they will mutter and whisper. After a few hours of this, she will see the faces of her dead children pushed against the wall like a muslin shroud. They'll cry out to her, only asking, "Why? Why?" If I send my report with a room this ineffective, they'll certainly dispose of him and place a new lobby boy at the hotel. That thought pleases me. But he tells me that before the sun rises tomorrow, the guest will take her own life. I ask him, with what?
Whatever she can.
There's nothing in that room that can kill her quickly. Whatever death she delivers to herself will be brutal. The pleasant vision of the lobby boy's disposal vanishes. Another reminder that there's nothing good in the hotel. Not even for us. I glare at him as I feel the final pull from upstairs and leave him alone in the hallway.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Nynaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.